Regis and I think maybe Cody. Talk about kind of your injured guys and what's going on.
They're on the injury report. We'll see. I don't know what's going to be the case. You know, it's Thursday. There's still plenty of time. Both guys that have played enough that I think there'll be a decision to make. But we have other guys as well, you know, that are practicing. So that'll be a decision later in the week.
If Aurelius couldn't play for some reason, who's your kickoff guy at this point?
There's a couple of them, you know. Roscoe certainly can. Taekwon can. There's some other guys that can that might be in the mix as well. So that'll be a decision we'd have to make.
Any change on Mike Bennett?
Yeah, Mike practiced today. Yeah, he seemed, you know, we had no pads on, but he seemed okay.
You brought Bowers along at a deliberate pace and were careful with him along the way. What do you thought about his comeback so far? I mean, he's played a lot more on Sunday as well. And what do you attribute that to, his quick comeback?
Well, I think he really worked incredibly hard, and our training staff and the doctors did an awesome job. I mean, but it's the kid's effort that he put into it, you know. And we still have to be careful. We're not out of the woods. I mean, I don't want to just, you know, everything's good. I know he feels that way, but we'll keep a monitor on his plays. And as he gets stronger, not just, you know, at the site of the repair, but everywhere, then we'll up his reps more and more.
How's he look to you? How's he look at the snaps he has played?
Solid, yeah. You know, I think he's, you know, you got to remember, all these other guys have been through training camp and practice. This guy's got, you know, a couple weeks under his belt. So I think he's going to be much better, but he's a very talented guy, and you can see it. And then what we'll do is get it to happen more consistently.
This is unrelated to the injury, but with Regis, I got a lot of questions about him. He's a, you know, top early draft pick, and I think his role has kind of, you know, maybe been reduced here in the past few weeks with Taekwon ascending, and that's competition, which I know you love. But what is his role as a receiver? Can he get, gain a bigger role in the receiving core right now, or what's he need to do? What do you see him at right now?
Oh, sure he can. Yeah, I mean, Regis is a good player. It's just, you know, it's all relative and it's all competitive. So, but he's a good football player. I'm glad he's on our team.
Tackles for loss. You guys, 52 of them, that's a pretty good number, obviously. What's happening there that's allowing that to happen? Is it the aggressive scheme that you've got and the guys just fitting into it better? Or are they doing something technically better than they were doing before?
I think all those things. You know, I think the scheme lends to that. You know, we do a lot of moving and, you know, you can get caught moving as well, but you can get penetration into the backfield, and that's where you make TFL. So, and the guys are doing it better and better. You know, they're executing the finer details, cumulative reps. Again, it's all about cumulative reps. You're building equity in the defense. You keep doing it over and over again. They get better.
Just about boast that a little bit, Greg. Did you know him before you hired him, and what kind of jobs he doing?
Knew of him. Did not know him personally. Everybody I visited with really spoke the world of him. I got a chance to meet him. He's a no-nonsense guy, very good football coach, good person, good father, all those things we were looking for in our staff. And I think he's doing an excellent job.
Connor Barth was about as automatic as any kicker in this league. And then you've had some things on special teams in this last game, in particular a blocked field goal, Adam Hayward running into a punter. Just what are some of the things that you guys need to address, or what are some of those mistakes? Like, I got to get glossed over a little bit when you win the football game, but how concerned are you that you've had a couple rough in the kickers?
Well, when you do what we do, and that's come after the punt, sometimes that's an inherent risk with it. But for the reasons that it's happened to us, it shouldn't have happened, right? So it can happen, but not because the way it did in the two times it happened to us. So that's why I'm not very accepting, and I don't gloss over it. I'll tell you that. I'm very perturbed by some of the things that have happened in the kicking game that shouldn't happen. There's no reason for a blocked field goal. I don't care how great an effort Oakland made. That does not happen, and it did. So if we don't remedy it, then it's on us.
Have you seen something different in the way Connor Barth is kicking? He's had a couple of misses here, obviously.
No, I think he's kicking. You know, the first one that broke the streak was like a 50-something yarder. He hit that thing he hit it right on the screws. I mean, it was a great kick. You know, it was windy that day, and it was a long field goal. But it was a great kick. You know, and I just ask him, because he knows. I said, you hit it well? Yep. That's all I want to know. If you keep hitting it well, you're going to make more than your fair share. If he comes off and says, no, I didn't hit it well, then you start to worry.
Greg, you mentioned the other day a little bit about Josh, some of the decisions you liked the other day when he knew when to get rid of the ball.
just get rid of it. But he does look so different than he did last year. How much of that is Doug, the receivers, weaponry you put around him? And how much of it is, on your mind, mechanics or just him feeling more comfortable?
Well, I think most of it is Josh. Yeah, I mean, the weapons around him are great, and the mechanics fix him, but he has to do all the work. This guy has worked from the day we got hired. You know, we had to hold him off, you know, with the rules being what they are. I mean, this guy has just wanted to do everything he possibly could to become the quarterback that he sees himself as. And, you know, he's not where he wants to be. He's not where we want him to be, not even close, because his upside is, like, way up here. But if he keeps working the way he is, he's going to get there. And that's, you know, as a leader on our team, that's critical that you set. You know, you can say all you want as a leader. Talk is cheap. You know, what are you doing? What are your actions? This guy's actions back up what he's asking everybody else to do. So as long as he keeps doing that, the mechanics will continue to get better. His reads will get better. His comfort with the offense will get better. All those things.
A couple more, please.
With his
best for more from this mix and match offensive line, Greg, and how much credit do they get for this 4 or 5 week stretch that Buck fans have not seen an offense like this?
Well, I think they're working well together. You know, you mentioned Bob and Steve Loney, both of them working with the O-line, really just continue to grind away at the little things, the details, because that's what it is. Football's a game of details, and that's why I love it, because it's also, you know, a physically brutal game, yet it's a game of details. Those things usually don't go hand in hand. And Bob and Steve have done a great job with this line of bringing them along, and as a guy goes down, you know, they've worked hard with everybody, so the next guy's ready to move in, and you know, we just need to make sure. You know, each week the challenge gets bigger, and we're going to see some different things. We have to be able to consistently perform, and that's what we're looking for: consistency.
Greg, in a poll by the Sporting News, you were voted the coach players would least like to play for. Just ahead of Bill Belichick, your buddy. Any response to that?
61 guys. That's the only ones I care. The ones back in that locker room. Now, if they voted, we'll ship them off to Buffalo or something, you know?